first, the good news, and there is good news. Had a guy come up to me when we were doing Ballot Bash. It's great to meet so many of you. And say, wow, you were exactly right about the economy. It's going exactly the way you told me last year. He said, I should have invested. I said, yeah, you should have. He said, I explained the timeline to my friends so we'd know what would happen in the economy. Now it's happening. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Oil plummeting. And the economic news getting better and better. Why? Because I told you, the Republicans dragged their heels to get concessions from Trump. Everyone wanted a big payoff for their district. That's why we about went broke passing the big, beautiful bill. Trump had to pay off all the Republicans. But inside that big, beautiful bill, there was an incredible tax plan, an incredible economic plan, incredible incentives for factories, which up until then, the Uniparty had literally written legislation to push overseas and then give the tax advantage to over U.S. domiciled factories. That all ended. 20 years of absolute tyranny against Main Street ended with a big, beautiful bill. And that is going to pay dividends for years to come in ways that the Bush Republicans and Democrats are going to struggle to stop. It really started with Daddy Bush and Clinton changing the whole tax incentive structure to benefit U.S. corporations that moved overseas and then sent all of their goods back in. And that in turn forced desperate American companies to hire illegal immigrants in order just to compete with the structure, the anti-American structure that the Uniparty built. Well, all that ended in January. A lot of it, I mean, vast majority of it anyway. We still need to get rid of a lot of the H-1B, send the illegals home. That has to happen. But, and Trump did that, by the way, put a $100,000 fee on every H-1B. Yeah, it was like slamming into a brick wall. It virtually stopped, but then a liberal judge said, no, you can't do that. We don't want Americans to have jobs. We're going to beat that liberal judge. But what did I tell you? You're going to start to see the dividends, job market exploding. Companies do not create jobs when they're running into a recession. And I said, look, yes, we had a slightly high inflation figure, 4.2. You want to see it under 3. Nothing like Biden. I mean, Biden hit 9.1 and we spent a year over 5. So, I mean, not that kind of disaster, but 4.2 is a little higher than you want it to be. Most of it was gas prices, 60%. That's going to come plummeting down. Gas price is going to absolutely plummet. Let me tell you why. And this is the good news. Russia is gearing up after years of sanctions to put all that oil back on the open market. It means China can't buy it at a discount. The one good thing to come out of this Iran deal is that, if we're going to do what even Obama didn't dare to do, let Iran sell oil fully without primary or secondary sanctions. Well, the good news is China can't buy it at discounted prices anymore for pennies on the dollar. They're going to have to pay world market. And that was a big source of, their dominance in manufacturing is getting that artificially priced oil. In other words, we gutted our own factories to give China a break by sanctioning Iran and Russia. And that ended. So that's good. That's good. So what you're going to see, you're looking at the oil now, it's coming down even further. Again, because Russia's ramping up. And Russia's going to try to go toe-to-toe with us, and they can go toe-to-toe with us, and we want that. Because it's going to lead to an economic boom. Russia can export 13 million barrels a day. They've done it before. It's going to take them a while to gear up. We're at over a little over 10 now. We're the world's number one exporter. That happened on June 11th. And another good silver lining in that there aren't many in this deal. This deal is a disaster, but there are silver linings with everything. After 60 days, Iran begins to get the ability to toll. That's in here. That's going to be really bad because China's going to toll with them and they're going to dictate economic policy. But in the short term, the good news is those supply chains that have been coming to us now, rather than running through the strait for oil, they're going to stay put. They're not going to change their supply chains. They're going to keep buying and we're going to keep producing full bore. And all of those profits are going to be pumped back into our refineries, back into the entire supply chain for oil as revenue that's going to allow expansion. So in other words, Trump doesn't have to do what he just did with coal, which is pump $700 million into it to reopen the shuttered factories that Obama shut down. It turns out for no reason, since climate change is fake. as the IPCC finally admitted after 30 years of destroying our economy. So folks, everything is set right now. It's all set to roar, to rock and roll, for us to have that cheap coal, to have that energy, to have that refinery, refining capacity. Refineries are opening. The money coming in that normally would have gone through the Strait, now it's coming to us. That is paying, that is financing the reconstruction, the opening of those refineries, making them dual use. I mean, like all of that is going on. We're going to see huge GDP numbers. The number in my mind is a little over 4. And it's going to come out for June. And I think we're going to get a adjustment for May that's going to cover a lot of this. And so what's happening is that the oil that used to go down the Strait where they're bringing it to us for refining for the first time. They're picking up oil that has been refined. They're buying our oil. And in some cases, they're selling oil to us. We don't have the viscous kind. We have a lot of light sweet crude. So you are going to see the economic boom. And Trump knows he's got to have it because the printing of the money with the big, beautiful bill was so bad that he's got to have at least 3% growth all the time or he gets inflation. And again, Trump had to do that to pay off these, you know, gosh awful Republicans to get their votes, to get that other better part of the economic plan through. So the good news is that while Iran now has the money to kill us and to decimate our bases, to get more long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles, and that's really bad, it's doing it by selling money at market value, not to the Chinese for pennies on the dollar. It's going to bring oil prices down. Our economy is going to roar. Stock market's going to roar. Everything's going to be good now, barring some crazy, I don't know, something is going to be good going into the midterms. And from here, it's straight up. So that's the good news. Got a lot more? Stick around. Okay, producer Tim, quick quiz.
Okay.
All right, don't think. Just answer.
All right.
You get a free lunch today.
Uh-huh.
Your choice, Chick-fil-A, Jersey Mike's. Where are you going?
Jersey Mike's.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Jersey Mike's, for sure.
What are you getting?
Ooh, I like their, the one with the bacon on it.
Yeah, that's the
bacon.
That's the
it's like the
answer.
Bacon ranch one. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called though.
Okay, because big news yesterday: Chick-fil-A's reign is over. Liberal media says. See who's now the top fast food chain, and you're right. It's Jersey Mike's. People saying they'd rather that's their first choice. They'd rather eat there. That's based on an annual survey of 16,000 people.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So first time that Chick-fil-A has lost the top spot in that survey in 10 years. Now, I remember when this happened and Chick-fil-A for the longest time was like the number three restaurant. And then it was number two. And then it was number one and pushed aside McDonald's. That was huge news. But little note, with the actual dollars and cents vote, did you spend any money? Chick-fil-A, it has the greatest, highest average sales. You ever seen it? Chick-fil-A is the only restaurant. This was so interesting to me. Like, they've had to buy parts of parking lots next to them for extra parking. I've never seen that before with fast food. Chick-fil-A average, like each average sales per year, one of those stores, right, is 9.3 million. What is it for McDonald's? 4 million. Like, less than half. Wendy's 2.1 million and Jersey Mike's, Tim, just 1.37.
So, wow.
Yeah, you can see why Chick-fil-A is the only restaurant that, you know, has to build basically a NASCAR-style racetrack around their building just
to
handle the
traffic. I wondered why they were doing that. That's crazy. It's crazy trying to get Chick-fil-A. It really is.
Yeah. It's just the volume of it and the popularity of it. I love eating a Chick-fil-A and oftentimes I'll bypass it because I'm like, I can't deal, you know?
Yeah, that parking lot's too much, man.
Yeah.
It's doing too much, as the kids would say.
Absolutely. All right, just want to know what you would what you'd say.
Oh, yeah, Jersey Mike's for sure.
All right. Okay, a lot of good news with this Iran deal. Also a lot of not good news. We'll get into that in the next hour. But first, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you to do something. I want to ask you, because the polls are going to be open today. They're closed tomorrow for Juneteenth in South Carolina for some reason. I'm not sure why we're celebrating that. It's weird. But today the polls are open until 5. And I need you to go and vote for Alan Wilson. And I don't ask you to go. I don't ask you to do things like that much. But I do. Because, folks, let me tell you what. The reason you need to do this is you need to send a message to Columbia that they can lose. And not just that they can lose, but that the Lindsey Graham machine can lose. Because the Lindsey Graham machine has not lost in my whole 15 years in this state that I've been here. Not once. Now, they have lost recently in the upstate. We beat them. We put the whole Freedom Caucus back. They tried to stop us. Okay? That got the donors' attention. They've never dropped millions of dollars on mailers and lost every single race. You did that. We exposed who these people were, how they're liberals, liberal Republicans operating behind post offices, how they're lying, and you didn't fall for it. That's the first time. We cost them millions. I know there was teeth gnashing, okay? You have got to send Pam Evett packing. You have got to show them they can lose. Because, folks, the way we get treated by these people, we had the, remember the historic Table Rock fire? McMaster didn't even bother to come. I lit him up at the end of week one. He should have been on the ground running the thing. That's what a good governor does. I lit him up at the end of week one. You don't even care, sir. And he finally showed up. That's how you get treated. McMaster lost the upstate. They believe they don't need us. And they do terrible Columbia things. Folks, Columbia is falling apart. Let me tell you how bad it is. Let me give you one concrete example, okay? McMaster is either so weak or in league with the Democrats. I suspect it's the former. Could be the latter. That they're now almost openly running candidates for the attorney general's office in Pasco. They've taken over the Senate, running liberal Republicans who'd otherwise in other states run as Democrats. You've got Shane Massey working with the Democrats to save the Jim Clyburn, congressional seat. Dick Harpootlian is literally running Democrats in our primaries almost openly because McMaster is so weak and he won't call them out. How bad did it get, folks? This is why you got to break the back of this Lindsey Graham machine, and McMaster is a key part of it, and so is Pam Evett. Why? How bad did it get? Donald Trump had to stop all the things he's doing twice on True Social and call out David Pasco, who was running in the Republican primary for AG, and expose him as a Democrat. Why? McMaster was silent. They share the same consultants. So I don't know if it's complicity and they're trying to get as many liberal Democrats in office as Republicans as possible, or McMaster's just so weak. I don't know. But Democrats are beginning to infiltrate the highest offices in this state because of McMaster's weakness, and it will continue under Evett. You have a chance today to deal a blow to the liberal Lindsey Graham open borders, Karl Rove funded big bucks machine. And you go vote for Alan Wilson. And you deal him a blow. And you show him what they have not seen in the entire 15 years I've been in the state, that they can lose. You know, you've always wanted to send them a message. You'd love to blast them in the face with your words, but you can't make them listen. You get to send a message with your vote. No to Pam Evett. Show them they can lose. And you know why they deserve to lose? More than anything, folks. We've got Democrats right now saying Hakeem Jeffries is speaker. They win that house. They take Congress, folks. They are going to make Puerto Rico a state. That's two senators. They're going to make D.C. a state. They just elected a socialist. That's two senators. Or they're in the process of it. They're going to make Guam a state. That's two senators. Do you know how many seats hang in the balance right now of Democrats taking the Senate? Taking the House? 3. Could have been 4. But McMaster refused to call his session, trying to play hardball with Trump, trying to screw him over to get an endorsement for Pam Evett. If they win by one seat, you know who did that? The Lindsey Graham, McMaster, Evett machine, and she stood by for all of it and let Henry McMaster selfishly use that seat, put it in Democrat hands, hold it over Trump's head to get that Evett endorsement. That has got to stop. That behavior is what lets Dick Harpootlian think he can run a whole slate of Democrats as Republicans and get away with it. And Henry McMaster says nothing. And Pam Evett says nothing. is weakness or complicity. I don't know. It needs to end. So what you need to do is what I'm going to do and my whole family is going to do. We are going to go to the polls. We're going to do it today. Tomorrow they're closed. We're going to do it today. It's the last day of early voting. We're going to do it today, this week. We're going to do it today. We're going to go to the polls. I'm going to vote for Alan Wilson. We're going to break the back of the Lindsey Graham machine. We're going to send a message. The upstate can defeat you. We already sent back the entire Freedom Caucus, despite the millions you spent trying to stop them with your lies, with your mailers. We are going to finally end the trifecta. No, vote Alan Wilson. Send the message. They can lose. It's the first critical step in changing Columbia. Okay, producer Tim, quick quiz.
Okay.
All right, don't think. Just answer.
All right.
You get a free lunch today.
Uh-huh.
Your choice, Chick-fil-A, Jersey Mike's. Where are you going?
Jersey Mike's.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Jersey Mike's, for sure.
What are you getting?
Ooh, I like their, the one with the bacon on it.
Yeah, that's the
bacon,
that's the
it's
American
like the bacon
answer.
Ranch one. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called, though.
Okay, because big news yesterday. Chick-fil-A's reign is over, liberal media says. See who's now the top fast food chain. And you're right. It's Jersey Mike's. People saying they'd rather that's their first choice. They'd rather eat there. That's based on an annual survey of 16,000 people.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So first time that Chick-fil-A has lost the top spot in that survey in 10 years. Now, I remember when this happened, and Chick-fil-A for the longest time was like the number three restaurant, and then it was number two, and then it was number one, and pushed aside McDonald's. That was huge news. But little note, with the actual dollars and cents vote, did you spend any money? Chick-fil-A, it has the greatest, highest average sales. You ever seen it? Like, Chick-fil-A is the only restaurant. This was so interesting to me. Like, they've had to buy parts of parking lots next to them for extra parking. I've never seen that before with fast food. Chick-fil-A average sales per year, one of those stores, right, is 9.3 million. What is it for McDonald's? 4 million. Like, less than half. Wendy's, 2.1 million. And Jersey Mike's, Tim, just 1.37.
So, Wow.
Yeah, you can see why Chick-fil-A is the only restaurant that, has to build basically a NASCAR-style racetrack around their building just to handle the
traffic. I always wondered why they were doing that. That's crazy. It's crazy trying to get Chick-fil-A. It really is.
Yeah. It's just the volume of it and the popularity of it. I love eating at Chick-fil-A, and oftentimes I'll bypass it because I'm like, I can't deal,
Yeah, that parking lot's too much, man.
Yeah.
It's doing too much, as the kids would say.
Absolutely. All right. Just want to know what you would say. What you thought? What you'd say?
Oh yeah, Jersey Mike's for sure.
All right. Okay. A lot of good news with this Iran deal. Also, a lot of not good news. We'll get into that in the next hour. But first, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you to do something. I want to ask you because the polls are going to be open today. They're closed tomorrow for Juneteenth in South Carolina for some reason. Not sure why we're celebrating that. It's weird, but. Today, the polls are open until 5, and I need you to go and vote for Alan Wilson. And I don't ask you to go, I don't ask you to do things like that much, but I do. Because, folks, let me tell you what. The reason you need to do this is you need to send a message to Columbia that they can lose. And not just that they can lose, but that the Lindsey Graham machine can lose, because the Lindsey Graham machine has not lost in my whole 15 years in this state. That I've been here. Not once. Now, they have lost recently in the upstate. We beat them. We put the whole Freedom Caucus back. They tried to stop us. Okay? That got the donors' attention. They've never dropped millions of dollars on mailers and lost every single race. You did that. We exposed who these people were, how they're liberal Republicans operating behind post offices, how they're lying, and you didn't fall for it. That's the first time. We cost them millions. I know there was teeth gnashing, okay? You have got to send Pam Evett packing. You have got to show them they can lose. Because, folks, the way we get treated by these people, we had remember the historic Table Rock fire? McMaster didn't even bother to come. I lit him up at the end of week one. He should have been on the ground running the thing. That's what a good governor does. I lit him up at the end of week one. You don't even care, sir. And he finally showed up. That's how you get treated. McMaster lost the upstate. They believe they don't need us. And they do terrible Columbia things. Folks, Columbia is falling apart. Let me tell you how bad it is. Let me give you one concrete example, okay? McMaster is either so weak or in league with the Democrats. I suspect it's the former. Could be the latter. That they're now almost openly running candidates for the Attorney General's office in Pasco. They've taken over the Senate, running liberal Republicans who'd otherwise in other states run as Democrats. You've got Shane Massey working with the Democrats to save the Jim Clyburn, congressional seat. Dick Harpootlian is literally running Democrats in our primaries almost openly because McMaster is so weak and he won't call them out. How bad did it get, folks? This is why you got to break the back of this Lindsey Graham machine, and McMaster is a key part of it, and so is Pam Evett. Why? How bad did it get? Donald Trump had to stop all the things he's doing twice on True Social and call out David Pasco, who was running in the Republican primary for AG, and expose him as a Democrat. Why? McMaster was silent. They share the same consultants. So I don't know if it's complicity and they're trying to get as many liberal Democrats in office as Republicans as possible, or McMaster's just so weak. I don't know. But Democrats are beginning to infiltrate the highest offices in this state because of McMaster's weakness, and it will continue under Evett. You have a chance today to deal a blow to the liberal Lindsey Graham open borders, Karl Rove-funded big bucks machine. And you go vote for Alan Wilson. And you deal him a blow. And you show him what they have not seen in the entire 15 years I've been in the state, that they can lose. You know, you've always wanted to send him a message. You'd love to blast him in the face with your words, but you can't make them listen. You get to send a message with your vote. No to Pam Evett. Show them they can lose. And you know why they deserve to lose? More than anything, folks. We've got Democrats right now saying Hakeem Jeffries is speaker. They win that house. They take Congress, folks. They are going to make Puerto Rico a state. That's two senators. They're going to make D.C. a state. They just elected a socialist. That's two senators. Or they're in the process of it. They're going to make Guam a state. That's two senators. Do you know how many seats hang in the balance right now? Democrats taking the Senate? Taking the House? Three. Could have been four. But McMaster refused to call his session, trying to play hardball with Trump, trying to screw him over to get an endorsement for Pam Evett. If they win by one seat, you know who did that? The Lindsey Graham, McMaster, Evett machine. And she stood by for all of it and let Henry McMaster selfishly use that seat, put it in Democrat hands, hold it over Trump's head to get that Evett endorsement. That has got to stop. That behavior is what lets Dick Harpootlian think he can run a whole slate of Democrats as Republicans and get away with it. And Henry McMaster says nothing. And Pam Evett says nothing. Is weakness or complicity? I don't know. It needs to end. So what you need to do is what I'm going to do and my whole family is going to do. We are going to go to the polls. We're going to do it today. Tomorrow they're closed. We're going to do it today. It's the last day of early voting. We're going to do it today, this week. We're going to do it today. We're going to go to the polls. I'm going to vote for Alan Wilson. We're going to break the back of the Lindsey Graham machine. We're going to send a message. The upstate can defeat you. We already sent back the entire Freedom Caucus, despite the millions you spent trying to stop them with your lies, with your mailers. We are going to finally end the trifecta. No, vote Alan Wilson. Send the message. They can lose. It's the first critical step in changing Columbia. As a great man once said, never doubt your humble host. Loved that guy. Seen the MOU that Trump signed last night with Iran? Got every bit of it right. I know it wasn't what you want to hear. I tell you what's real. That's my bond with you. Even when it's not popular. Even when it costs me in the short term. Why? My currency is to be right. Long term. And I got it. Got it right. That deal's shocking. And it's going to do grievous harm to our national security. You know what makes me the saddest about it? Nobody, folks, put it better than Tom Bevin. at Real Clear Politics. It's like the Spurs. They're 29 points up and they give up the lead and somehow manage to lose. That's what we did in Iran. We can still put the genie back in the box. I'll tell you how. We've got one last chance. But folks, you read the MOU, and I'd encourage you to do it. Don't take my word for it. It doesn't restrict giving any of the funds we're letting them have to their terror proxies, which is why this morning Hezbollah joyously announced that Iran has told them the flow of the money will begin again now that the MOU has been signed. They're not even hiding it. Why? Because funding these terror groups, that's a U.S.-designated terror group, doesn't violate the MOU. In fact, the MOU spells it out. They can give the money to whoever they want. Wow. Wow.